All right, Paul Sackett, Good News Platinum. I'm speaking to Renee Mira. Hello, Renee. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thanks, Paul.
Great. Super. Renee and I know each other for many, many years in the world of multicultural marketing and the world of doing good for our best for the world and for world peace. And we're both on an upcoming Peace Day event, the Vigil for Peace and Ecology, which is happening in Central Park on the 18th of September, the band show. So, Renee, what are you going to be doing over there?
Well, we're starting off the program at 9 in the morning with yoga. And you know, as you know, yoga is about body, mind, spirit. So yoga, the physical yoga, we're going to start with that and then move on to the spiritual aspect, which is meditation. And we're going to have a 20-minute meditation right after the physical part of the yoga. And because we believe very strongly, as Science of Spirituality, which is an NGO, accredited NGO with the United Nations, that inner peace is what leads you to outer peace. So if we have peace within ourselves, that's the only way we'll be able to create peace and get that peace paradigm out. So that's
beautiful.
Our message through the spiritual guidance of Sant Rajinder Singh Ji, who is the head of Science of Spirituality.
Oh, this is so beautiful. I love it. And you personally have other endeavors that you're involved with besides this, right? Do you have an NGO yourself?
Yes, I do have an NGO, which is called POWER, Providing a Woman Equal Rights. And that works with Mayor de Blasio's Women's Cabinet. And what we're doing is trying to create health literacy as well as help victims of domestic abuse. And it could be a minority or disadvantaged population, but there are a lot of women who need that help, and many times they're in denial, and we're there to, you know, help them to be empowered economically and financially, giving those tools and resources so they're able to stand on their feet.
Beautiful. Is there a website for that that people can go to and learn more?
The website is in progress. Yes, website is in progress.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Tell me, how, you know, because I know you so long, and I know, you know, we are in the similar circles of peaceful acts and programs and projects. Where did that kind of do-good spirit come from for you?
Oh, the do-good? I mean, it's always been like that with me. I always believe that we are here for a purpose. And if I can bring, and I personally believe that if I can put a smile on somebody's face, for me, that is the most important thing in my life, whether I've done the best stories, that's a separate story, but to really help somebody, especially when they're in need, and if I'm been there for them, I just feel the best thing in the world. And that's why I ran for city council 2 times, actually. And I strongly believe that I could make a tangible difference in New Yorkers by doing something different, by thinking outside the box. And for me, volunteerism is very, very strong in me. And it comes through my mom or through my grandmother. You know, we're coming from a patriarchal society, but my mom and my grandma have been very strong influence, and they've always told me, if I could be of help to anyone, that's where your purpose in life really gets fulfilled.
So it's your roots. It's your upbringing.
Yep. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Let me ask you 2 quick last questions. What's good news for you, Renee?
What's
in any aspect of your life?
What's the news for me like?
What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
For me, what's the good news for me? If all of us work on the peace paradigm, if all of us are able to bring out the spiritual quotient in each one of us, I think we'll make a better world, because there's so much of strife and unrest. For me, that is good news. Where we can help each other, where we are united at the level of the soul, when we go deep within ourselves and figure out the treasures that we have in ourselves, I think that's what the good news is all about. And Peace Day actually resonates with me because of that, because the whole essence of Peace Day is to bring that peace from each one of us so that we can make it into a peaceful world.
Beautiful. Actually, the last question I ask of so many is, what does peace mean to them? So, Renee, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means I'm at peace with myself, which means I am in my comfort zone, which is the true nature of the soul, and where I'm able to change, transform myself because transformation begins with each one of us. And if I'm peaceful, I'm calm, and I'm in touch with my higher state of consciousness, that is what peace is, where I'm able to be guided by my inner pilot through that peace, through that silence that comes. That sound of silence is what I'm looking for when I go within myself. And if I can reach that sound of silence, it will help me to guide through all the tough and rough times, and I'm able to transform myself, and through that inner transformation, I'm able to transform around me, the world, the society, the country, the city, the town, everything.
I am impressed. Very beautiful. Beautifully stated. I couldn't state it as well in my whole life. That's fantastic, Renee. Thanks so much for sharing good news with us. You take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
Take
you
care.
Too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.